Marie, thanks for joining us again on Newsworks Tonight.
My pleasure.
I went to the site, and it opens with a nifty explainer video. For those who haven't seen it yet, explain.
Well, we built this site to showcase the movements of high-level state government officials between the public and private sector. So when you come to State Impact's website, you'll click on it and see a video explaining how to use it. Basically, down the left-hand side of the page, you have the years going back in time, about a decade, and then you see faces of all these, as I said, high-level people moving back and forth. The left side of the screen is the public sector. The right side is the private sector. And as you click through the years, there's almost like a square dance of faces going back and forth.
And the chronology is based year by year, starting, I believe, in 2007. That takes us back to the Rendell administration.
Correct. And State Impact Pennsylvania covers the energy boom around Marcellus shale drilling. So I thought that would be a good point in time to start. I kind of had to pick an arbitrary point in time because some of these people are older and have long resumes. Other people are younger and shorter resumes. But we decided to go back to 2007, which is roughly the beginning of the shale boom. And so far, we've had a Democrat Rendell, a Republican Tom Corbett, and now we have a Democratic administration again with Governor Tom Wolf. So there's been a lot of people cycling in and out.
Well, let's start with the former Governor Rendell. He has quite an extensive curriculum vitae.
He does. His assistant sent me a list of, I believe it was 38 different business ventures that he's involved with currently. I didn't list all of those on the site. I just picked a few. You know, he's a consultant to a number of companies, including a compressed natural gas vehicle company. He is a very vocal person in the media. He's an analyst for NBC and MSNBC. Yeah, he's been quite busy.
Is the intent of the site in part to raise questions about potential improprieties?
That wasn't my intent. My intent really was to show the movements. I'm not accusing anyone in here of any specific ethical violations, but I think the public deserves to have confidence that public officials are acting in the public interest and not helping themselves or their friends or their business associates. You know, a lot of the companies you find in here that are linked to high-level people have also gotten sizable state grants, for example.
What does the state ethics law say about what can and cannot be done after leaving government?
Well, if you're a public official, the state ethics law bars you from lobbying the government body you are affiliated with for 1 year. So that's kind of like a buffer to try to prevent the kind of revolving door thing you see. But when you talk to government reform groups and people who would like to see the law strengthened, there's a lot of loopholes around it. For example, Governor Corbett's his top energy executive, Patrick Henderson, immediately left the Corbett administration to become a lobbyist for the Marcellus Shale Commission, which is the state's largest gas industry trade group. Now, he is currently barred from lobbying the governor's office because he worked in the governor's office, but he can still lobby the legislature. Government reform groups would like to see that buffer year extended to 2 years. And they'd like to see your sphere of influence broadened because obviously somebody in the governor's office has a broad sphere of influence beyond just the governor's office.
The site is part of the focus on energy, environment, and Pennsylvania's blurred lines. Where else is this investigation going?
Well, we started here with just the visualization of what I see as a reporter. I would like to dig into some of those ties that I've seen. Like I mentioned, some of these companies have gotten sizable state grants, so I'd like to look into that further. But really, what I wanted to show people is you hear a lot about the revolving door, and as a reporter sitting in these public hearings and committee meetings in Harrisburg, you see it a lot. You know, a lot of the time, the people who are sitting up next to the secretary of the department, when the administration changes, now they're in the back of the room as a lobbyist. I just thought it would be good for the public to also be able to see this in a visual way.
Thanks, Marie.
You're very welcome.
State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick on WHYY.